Kevin Phillips has written a number of books. The most recent one is Bad Money, Reckless Finance, Failed Politics, and the Global Crisis of American Capitalism. You've written American Dynasty and American Theocracy, and you come at this from a very interesting, rather unique background, having been a strategic advisor to President Nixon. For more than three decades, Kevin Phillips has been consistently and, as one reviewer put it, transcendently right about the dynamics of political change in America and a deeply insightful analyst of the role of wealth and democracy, something that I know Thomas Jefferson was rather concerned about. Over the past 30 years, the American economy has become increasingly financialized and securitized until the financial sector has replaced the manufacturing and service sectors as the center of wealth generation and political commitment. Exulting in its power and exalted by its successes, these are his words, it ignored the risks that it took with more and more complicated ways to make money. First off, explain the title, Bad Money. Where does that come from?
Well, bad money really, forgetting some of the historical analogies, I'm talking about bad money in the sense that people would talk about bad dog. You know, bad dog, bad Wall Street, bad money. What we've really seen is a financial sector that's gotten out of hand, has grossly overindulged itself, has much too much of a role in this country, and does so at a time when it's sort of been caught up in innovation and all kinds of gamesmanship without often knowing what it was doing. Witness some of these recent instruments.
Which instruments in specific are you talking about?
Collateralized debt obligations, mortgage-backed securities, right. Subprime loans, the list goes on and on and on. More intriguing but less known was the extent to which Wall Street had begun a process of what they called securitization.
Yes.
And this would be that you would take, 50, 100, 500, even 5,000 loans, and mortgages were the favorite loans, and you'd put them together. And sometimes you'd have different types of things in the package, and they would make them into what they called a structured product.
Right.
And this would be, the most common was a collateralized debt obligation that included most of it involved mortgage-backed securities or mortgages, but they all got mixed together, and then the mathematical models would come up with a breakout, like, 60% would be AAA, and 30% would be AA, and 10% would be something less. Now, this was innately dishonest, but essentially the whole process was dishonest. So what we've started to see in the last 9 months, ever since August of 2007, is the unraveling of what amounted to the mortgage market that was mixed in with the securitization process that sold a whole bunch of these packages. Think of them as loan packages, right, overseas, with the help of what were, in essence, very misleading ratings from the ratings agencies.
As you say, moving money around instead of making things is always dicey. How important and significant is the fact that the financial services sector has just replaced manufacturing?
I think it's enormously significant. When manufacturing and railroads replaced agriculture back in the last decades of the 19th century, it was one of the biggest political issues in the United States because it represented a massive transformation of American life. And this does, too, because the emergence of the financial sector as the main element in the private economy with 20 to 21% of gross domestic product is accounted for in considerable measure by the huge growth of debt and credit in the United States. As I mentioned, the quadrupling of total credit market debt in the United States between 1987 and 2007. That's staggering to quadruple.
Wow.
Quadruple $10 trillion into $45 or $46 trillion.
Oh, my.
And this is all hanging up there like rocks and boulders on the side of a mountain, a bigger mountain of debt than we've ever seen. And if everybody isn't extremely careful and no drunk driving involved, no gambling involved, with those things, we may have a whole bunch of it come down on us because it's a very risky structure to have, especially when the growth in the last 10 years has been mostly in things like subprime mortgages, securitization, and the gimmicky stuff.